इस वर्ष लगभग 1,000 लोगों को क्वींस बर्थडे अवार्ड से सम्मानित किया गया है और इसमें महिलाओं की एक बड़ी संख्या है। वेस्टर्न ऑस्ट्रेलिया में रहने वाली आशा भट्ट भी इस साल इस अवार्डी लिस्ट में शामिल हैं। तो आइए जुड़ते हैं आशा भट्ट से और बात करते हैं इस अवार्ड के बारे में। अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू यू आशा ऑन आर SBS हिंदी प्रोग्राम टुडे।
थैंक यू नताशा फॉर हैविंग मी।
सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल मेनी कंग्रेचुलेशंस टू यू आशा एज योर नेम हैज बीन इंक्लूडेड इन द क्वींस बर्थडे ऑनर लिस्ट दिस ईयर। You must be feeling really proud of yourself.
Yeah, so Natasha, I'm so honored and excited and truly grateful at being awarded an OAM Medal of the Order of Australia.
Yeah,
this is
true.
something that I had not set out to achieve, not expected. I'm lucky that I have received such an award by simply doing the things that I love and admire and I'm passionate about.
I'm sure this award means a lot to you.
Oh, it means a lot. You know, I'm actually out of words, you know, like what to say. But, you know, it's about a migrant story too. Like, you know, as an Indian migrant woman, grew up in India, I witnessed much social disadvantage and I have always been passionate about contributing to the fairer world. And the organization that I work for, Southern Aboriginal Corporation, has allowed me to do this.
Right.
As a migrant person and woman, you know, I have faced a lot of challenges and and for me to achieve this award, achieve this success and recognition, it means a lot to me and my family and the community that I support here in the Western Australia.
Absolutely. So let me ask you about your Indian connection.
So I came to Australia in 2004 with my baby son and my husband, and then, you know, started the life from scratch, and we came to Sydney, and my sister has been there for very long, Geeta, and then she gave us shelter and guidance, and from there we moved to Adelaide in South Australia. That's where I started my career, and in within three and a half years, you know, we moved to Albany in Western Australia, and I had to start back again. It's because my husband, you know, changed the job, and when we came to Albany, I started working with Southern Aboriginal Corporation. So from 2008, I started working for Southern Aboriginal Corporation. I have the absolute privilege of working with an extraordinary group of people every day. This
sure.
organization is like no other. The team at Southern Aboriginal Corporation is like no other. So I started as a finance officer, but at the same time, I was doing a full-time study in accounting. I had post-graduation in India in mathematics, but, you know, because I was working in an accounting field, I wanted to get qualification. And within 3 years, I finished. And then I was recruited as finance manager. And in 2013, I was recruited as CEO of the organization. At a time, my organization needed the stability, and I brought integrity into the system. And then, you know, had to implement two restructure. We were at crisis at that point in time. And then, you know, improved the governance standard, and I took the organization to the next level. We were servicing programs and services mainly in the Great Southern region of WA. Now we have expanded to the Southwest region, Bunbury area, and we have expanded to Wheatbelt region, the Narrogin area, and very recently we won the tender to expand our programs to the Perth area. So usually people from metro area extend to the regional areas, but, you know, I have reversed it. You know, anything is possible, you know, if you have will to do so.
Right. Asha, how hard it is to reach to a senior position like CEO of an organization, especially for a person of color?
It is extremely hard. And even being CEO of the organization, you know, you face challenges every day because, you know, people of color get judged all the time. There is still a lot of stereotypic behavior that, you know, we can't be at the higher level. But, you know, it comes back to, you know, like doing the extra mile. And then, you know, I'm not just doing the paid job. You know, I'm on various boards and committees, not-for-profit committees. And, you know, this is about, you know, having conversation with people. And then, you know, I mean, it is so hard. You have to prove every day that you are capable of. And, you know, it can be really burning sometimes. And,
right.
But, you know, it's you shouldn't give up. You know, you can't be in comfortable zone all the time. You know, it's about going into uncomfortable zone and talking to people and getting involved with various organizations and committees, and then, you know, building that trust with community. That's very important.
Asha, it's obvious when a community person gets recognized for his or her work in with such high honor, it raises the profile of the community as well as inspires the community members to follow the footsteps. Basically, it makes them help integrate. But how well do you think Indian community has integrated, given that it is the second largest community in Australia?
I think we've got a lot of doctors and professionals, you know, like they are well received by the community here. I'm pretty sure. I must say that, you know, my son has finished medicine last year and he's a doctor now at Fiona Stanley Hospital in Perth. And I'm very proud of that. I think we can do better. To me, like, you know, I have been working with Aboriginal people since 2008. And to me, you know, getting to know them, getting to know their protocols, working with them is, you know, like a privilege for me. So in terms of, you know, working with First Nation people, I think Indian community can do better. And, you know, like we have got various, you know, associations in the metro area, but not so much in the regional area.
Right.
So I think regional Indian people do well in terms of integration. I'm not saying that metro people don't do well because they have association on the weekends and, you know, they get together and, I mean, celebrate that culture. So that is very important to keeping our culture and also integrating to the system. But I think, you know, we can do still better, you know, working with First Nation people, supporting them. I mean, you know, it's not just about the paid job. You know, I know in metro area, people do a lot of volunteer work.
Right.
But, you know, I still feel that, you know, in terms of doing volunteering and, you know, having association with different organization and sitting on their board, volunteer board, learning about that, you know, we can do better.
So, Asha, under your leadership, Southern Aboriginal Corporation has won several awards for demonstrating its impact in the community. What goals have you set for yourself for this year?
I'm very passionate about women's issue. Mm-hmm. So we run a family violence prevention legal service program and support Aboriginal victim survivors and of family domestic violence and sexual assault. So very recently, as I said, you know, we won the tender to expand to Perth. So to me, about, you know, that expansion and, you know, like, you know, consolidating our position in Perth and, you know, supporting, you know, First Nation people and First Nation women and children in particular, escaping, you know, domestic violence and supporting them. That's very important to me. And also, I want to support, you know, like we also run suicide prevention program and we run housing program. So it's an integrated service delivery that we have. So it's not just family domestic violence. You know, I work in homelessness area, work in, you know, suicide prevention area. So many areas in a social issue which is impacting the Aboriginal community in the region. So I will continue to do so, what I'm doing right now, but, you know, I think, you know, with some more consultation with community and, you know, being inclusive of everyone, that's very important. I think, you know, the inspiration comes from my own family. Like, you know, I come from an academic background where my father was a vice chancellor and my mom was a role model for me. And I think, you know, pretty much everyone in my family are high achievers. So the inspiration is, you know, like, you know, as I said, you know, as a migrant woman, I witnessed a lot of social disadvantage, and then I was always being passionate about this, you know, supporting disadvantaged people.
Right.
And migrating to Australia, I think it is fulfilling for me to get this recognition, and plus, you know, working with First Nation people and for the First Nation people, you know, that's very satisfying, you know, and this inspiration, you know, will not fade. You know, I will take it to the next level and continue to support no matter if I would work in the same field or other field.
We wish you all the best for your future goals and many congratulations to you, Asha, once again from all of us. Thank you for talking to us today.
Thank you, Natasha.